Right, the song. There it is.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. I hope that you are starting your day with a ritual like I am. Ritualistically, oatmeal and coffee on my sideboard, starting my day out heart healthy and also with a little punch. On the phone with me right now, you hear that? Greg Kim's in the studio. We're going to get Bill Howell, acting city manager, on the phone. Greg's going to punt while I do that. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing real well. I'll be back in just a moment.
Okay. Should I be talking? Okay. Well, acting city manager Bill Howell has been meeting with me regularly to keep me informed, to keep people informed about what the city's doing in preparation for a coronavirus outbreak in Bethel. So far, the city's declared a local emergency disaster. It's partially activated its emergency operations center, and it's changed cab rules to make them safer. Bill Howell is going to be right back on the line to explain what else the city's done and what it's working on. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good morning, Greg. Thank you. As soon as I picked up the phone, she went dead.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You? I've got my
I'm
coffee, and we're ready for the day.
Awesome. Well, I already intro'd you, Bill. I've been telling people that you've been keeping me regularly informed about what the city's doing in preparations for the coronavirus outbreak that could happen in Bethel. And we've talked about the local emergency disaster that the city's declared, the emergency operations center, and the changed cab rules to make them safer. Can you talk about what else the city's done and what else it's working on?
I think that you forgot to mention we're working on the we've got a new some sewer and water changes to our sales tax, and it has to do with the fact that we're not going to suspend any accounts or shut off any accounts while we're working through this. We want people to have plenty of running water. We've got an application for folks that can't afford water or that had been disconnected in the past. We have that, and so we're trying to reconnect any disconnected customers so they have running water so they can deal with basic hygiene needs. And then, of course, you know, forgiveness of the sales tax, penalties and fees. A lot of business owners are having trouble getting into the city because they've got hunker down orders or they're in higher risk populations and they're having difficulty doing business with the city because the city office has been closed. And so some of those deadlines for tax remittals have been extended out to April 15th instead of regular April 1. And that includes the February and March remittals. So
That's right.
Those are some of the few things we're doing. It really is a day-by-day assessment and filling those needs. I think that probably the largest thing that we're working on as this spools up is working with YKHC to assist them with sheltering needs. And so we're in the process of working on that to see if we can support them. They're really doing a phenomenal job. I mean, this is a daunting challenge for any hospital, and I'm just very thankful for Dan Winkleman and Brian Lefferts and the whole team at YKHC. They're doing outstanding work.
Right, and the sheltering operation that's for quarantining COVID-19 patients who might need overflow stay if the hospital gets filled up.
It's actually a little more Bush Alaska than that, and there is that component of it. But we have a lot of folks that get stuck in Bethel after they've traveled out of state or even in state, that they get stuck in Bethel because the villages that are under 3,000 have the ability to enforce even stricter guidelines than what are already in place. So some of the villages have no travel or very strict quarantine guidelines because they're They don't have a hospital in those villages, and so they're being very cautious. And so we're sheltering people that otherwise may be healthy, but they can't travel. We're looking at sheltering people that perhaps had an exposure and or could potentially have had an exposure of some type, and they've been tested. So we're waiting to see what results are for them. We have to kind of make provisions for sheltering families that may have one sick individual but can't travel. So there's a lot of different there's a lot of different categories for patients we're looking at. We're going to be reaching out to our hotels and our other partners in the community to see what their capability is as well.
That's very neat that the city's helping out with that. I am kind of curious who pays for those hotel stays in Bethel then, and who brings them food?
We plan on it as far as who pays for it, it'll either be the city or YKHC to pay those bills initially. We're making a real strong effort to capture all of those expenses so that we can ask for reimbursement from either the state or the federal government. We don't know how that money for recovery is going to be dispersed, but we suspect it'll be delivered through our state Homeland Security office, and so I think there's a very strong possibility that we'll be able to get reimbursed for that. Regardless, though, we're going to do what's right first, and then worry about the money later.
Very cool. And and they're getting fed?
Yeah, thanks. YKHC has the ability to deliver about 1,000 meals a day, and so that's part of that plan. Many of the hospitality outfits here in town do have food service on site available as well, so that there's potential for that. And then we're also looking at sheltering in buildings like the high school or like at Ute, where they do have some kitchen facilities, and access to those kitchen facilities varies a little bit because they do have other operations that they're trying to accommodate. I think that all of us are trying to kind of keep a normal life and normal work as much as possible despite what's going on, and so we have to try and work all those needs into the plan.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for updating us on that, Bill. What people might not know is that today is kind of a special or sad day. It's your last day as acting city manager officially, Bill. How do you feel about this?
I'm kind of curious why it's sad, but you know,
well, I'm sad that I won't be able to work.
It is bittersweet, you know. It's definitely bittersweet. I love working for the city of Bethel. I love this community. I love the people here. And it has been such a pleasure to serve them in this position.
Have you enjoyed it?
I really have. I mean, it's had its ups and downs. I know Mrs. Howell, God bless you, Jennifer. She's always, you know, she's so supportive and caring and loving and nurturing when I come home and it looks like I'm about to pull my hair out. I have enjoyed it. It'll be nice to back down into the to reassume the fire chief position and start doing the important work we need to do there. But, yeah, no, it's been a blast. It's been an honor to serve this community, and it's been eye-opening.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things that you've learned? It's been almost a year. I'm sure you've gotten better at it.
Yeah, you know, there's been a few mistakes along the way, and it's been a steep learning curve. You know, I never was trained as a firefighter or fire chief for this job, and so there's components of it that were a bit unfamiliar to me. You know, the legal aspect of this job is pretty significant, and having an awareness there. Some of the turnover we had in our legal, you know, when I started, created some difficulty for me navigating, at least initially. But the things that I've learned, and this is just having a wider view of the city and from the top down and being able to see everything, is that we just have a really amazing staff of people here at the city, a lot of people that really care and really work hard. And in learning that and knowing that, I've also learned that, man, we run this city with a really tight crew of folks. And when I say tight, it's there's not a lot of extra positions in the city to do the work. So when we lose one or two people in a department, it can be very crippling. And so I know that the public has felt that strain when sewer and water isn't on time, or when some things from finance documentation or whatever is not done exactly on time. And we really work hard, we really try hard, but it's just really tough to do that with a limited staff and all the turnover that we see.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to give you an opportunity to maybe toot your own horn. What are you most proud of in the past year?
Oh, man. Thanks for the softball questions there, Greg. let me see. What am I most proud of in the last year? I think that
I think your preparation for this past in the past few weeks leading up to this have been commendable, given that you didn't ask for this position.
Oh, thanks, Greg. I can't think of one thing specifically that I'm proud of. I think that just in general, being able to be in this role and to be a member of this team is going to cause me to look back and reminisce a lot and just be pleased and happy that I got to be part of something big part of this community at this level. It's been a great experience.
Mm-hmm. And people, Bethel residents, we have incoming city manager Vincenzo Vinny Carrazza coming in this coming Monday to take over for Bill. Bill, what advice do you have for Vinny?
Vinny is a really nice guy. He is an incredibly intelligent man. He's an engineer, and he's had some experience in Bush, Alaska, and I think that those things are going to do really good for him. And I give this advice I give to everybody is that we see people come to Bethel and they have ideas about how we should do things and I think that it's important to really learn and listen to the people in our community. We've been living out here and existing out here and doing this for a long time. And, the Alaskan way of doing things, the Bethel way of doing things, at initial or first contact might not seem like the best thing in the world, but after you kind of get into the flow of life here, it makes sense. I mean, we move a little slower in the community. You have to be a little more patient. Everything is shipped in. And it's hard to get things to change quickly. You have to build a team, and you have to work with people and collaborate to get the jobs done and to get the objectives done that you're shooting for. And I'm very confident that Vinny will bring those types of skill sets to this job. He was grilled by our council and our executive staff here and I during his interview process, and I think he has a good sense of what's going to be needed. And we've also had him in all of our briefings and our emergency operations meetings and our COVID-19 task force meetings. He's working with the attorney today on some COVID-19 concerns. So he's spooled up. We've had meetings and we're talking, and I think he's going to do a great job. But just listening and learning from the people who've been here for a while. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I would suggest to anybody coming to Bethel.
Yeah. And am I going to still run into you in City Hall, or are you going to back to the fire station coming next
Well,
week?
We've got a meeting at 1:00 today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And then there'll be a transfer of command come Monday with Vinny and I, or at what point he chooses. I don't know how he wants to paint the picture. I can tell you this much is that I'm going to be here to continue to serve this community for at least a time, and hopefully through this COVID-19 pandemic, So I suspect that I'll be at the city office quite a bit, and I hope to lend a hand as Vinny transitions in to make it as seamless as possible. But you know, once again, that's up to him. He'll be the boss, and I'll be following his orders.
Awesome. Well, Bill, I just want to say on behalf of Bethel residents, thank you for stepping up for the city.
Hey, Greg, thank you for all you do, man. I do appreciate it. It's been great getting to know you as well.
You too. Okay. Thanks, Bill.
God bless, folks. Okay. Be safe.
Bye.
That was acting city manager Bill Howell and our own Greg Kim giving us a little bit of a Corona update. I got about 2 minutes to burn here and tell people some things. I want you to make sure and get in on Talk Line today. We can expect Diane McAkron to come in. I know this much: if you're interested in a Uncle Peter update, I saw a picture of Peter smiling, and I heard an update that he's doing well. I won't go any further than that because I'm not prepared. But I had a smile on my face when I saw a smile on Uncle Peter Atchuk's face yesterday on the Facebook. So as we practice social distancing, folks, remember that let your fingers do the walking, get on the video chat, use your digital tools to stay connected and to stay emotionally available in our times of social distancing. Actually, you know what? I heard someone say physical distance, not social distance, because, you know, anyway. I like the pictures I see of joggers who are seeing each other in the 48 and they're like 6 or 8 feet apart and they're still talking really animated. Brr. I love this, though. We're a big community. Stay a community. I got a long bed here. I'm filling the air. I want you also to call into Birthday Line. I've been enjoying Birthday Line. It's a place to get connected. If you don't have a birthday shout out, you can shout out to anybody you're concerned about, and that goes to anybody across the whole Delta. So join me at 3:30 for Birthday Line right here on KYUK, your source for community and connection. That leaves me just a few more moments to remind you to get into Talk Line, to tell you that if you tune into 90.3 FM The Mix Monday through Friday from 9 to noon, you can catch Denali Jams and Ann Fears. She runs a great show over there, Athabascan fiddle music, including highlighting bands from here like the Bethel Band. So do that. And the last thing I'll tell you to do is don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
Jai Maa Kaya Gata Nga Kaya.